The Victorious Commander. "Can you tell me one of your memories of war?" I asked them. "War changes you a lot. You got to see it yourself," he said. "How?" I asked. I wanted to make him tell me. He had just returned from the front line. "People change a lot in there," he said while nodding. He paused for a second, so I waited. Then he explained. "I was eating lunch with my commander. In the front line, most of the time we eat two by two in big pots. That day we had a pusht. There were three meat parts for the two of us. I had learned to eat first so that I would get the last part. He couldn't eat two meat parts even though he was a commander. I was busy eating that I didn't recognize whether there was a sound or not. But I just saw him turning his head towards the rifle pit, saying, 'I'll be there.' He went there. The golden opportunity arrived to eat the second meat. I did so and waited for his return. He didn't come back. I went out of the rifle pit, searching for him. What I saw was very strange. The commander was washing the dishes near the water tank. I got near him and told him, 'Sir, your food got cold.' He didn't look up and just told me that his cut was mine because it was busy. Sometimes it happens to you that you feel like parts of your body are frozen. All my mouth was frozen. Sometimes it happens to you that you feel like parts of your body are frozen. All my mouth was frozen. Everything I had eaten was frozen. I looked at myself head to toe, then looked at his sunburned face. I just remembered nobody had called him in the first place. The commander was the victor, and I had lost. I had lost so badly.